you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Okerson, 2 weeks in a row in the studio with each other.
You can't even believe it.
And by the way, maybe the next week and the week after.
Oh, my Christ, that would be nuts.
That would be nuts. By the way, it's been 6 years since Shannon had a penis in her vagina.
Right. Well, a flesh one.
A flesh penis in her vagina.
Probably even a plastic
one. A human penis.
No plastic one. He can't hear me, but tell him no plastic.
No plastic one either, she says. You can't hear her because you don't have headphones on.
You don't put anything plastic inside. If
you rub the clit. No. Is that what you do?
There's like a vibrator. There's no insertion.
Okay, no insertion. Okay.
So not even like you don't even throw a hot dog in there just to make sure the hole's open still?
Sometimes.
Okay, good, good, good.
Do you think the first time an insertion happens is going to feel like really like, ooh, yee?
I mean, the last time was the first time. It was a whole process.
A whole process.
Yeah.
Okay. You had to get him to go slow?
Yeah, because
I'm going to come. I'm going to come thinking about what you say.
Yeah, with your nips out
my
and you go slow.
My pussy's too tight. Fuck you, Shannon.
All right, by the way, when you said that, it reminded me of your mom.
Yeah, she loves it. Right before you sang Lady to her with an acoustic guitar.
So we're doing a Valentine's Day. By the time you're hearing this, it's 5 days later, so it's no longer Valentine's Day. But if you subscribe to Gas Digital, you would watch Valentine's Day Dating with Shannon live.
And you could always save me singing at the end and play it for your next Valentine's
Day. Yeah, play that for your next Valentine's Lady. Jay sings an entire song at the end of the show. We do an old school dating game. Jay does a better job than I do as hosting, for sure.
Yeah. I am better than you.
Better than me in a lot of ways.
No, in a lot of ways, but you excel.
Yeah, like every way.
Not in running, though.
As you say, my sir. You're a
better runner, but I bet I look cooler doing it.
I don't think that's true at all. That I don't think is true.
Not after we get the first block. I'm like,
Ralph, can we stop, please?
And so we do a dating game. Shannon picks one dude, and she's going to go fuck this guy later tonight. Good for him, good for Shannon.
Good for him. She has guaranteed him full penetration, cream pie city. She's on the pill. She started the pill this week.
The only thing she said was maybe anal. Like, she was 50-50 on
50-50 on anal. But honestly, she said to him, she goes, but for sure, you can fuck my mouth.
Yeah, that she said.
She said, fuck my mouth.
She said, I'll keep my mouth stationary, and you just fucking pound it.
And grab my ears, and just fuck my mouth, and just use my throat.
By the way, Jay, I blushed. I'm like, Shannon, dial back.
I thought it was crazy. And then she fingered her pussy in Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. It is the Valentine's Day.
Shannon's uncorked.
A little unhinged. We got three guys that come in. Harrington and Paco drop the ball like the fucking assholes they are.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever Lewis wants is how I look at it.
Tell you what, the Bachelor number one dude.
He's cool.
Fat dick bulge.
That guy was cool as shit.
Fat dick bulge.
Here it is right now. Valentine's Day episode, SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. Weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Oh, goodness gracious. Shannon, it's on in the lobby, too. I said living room, that's weird. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
It's in your living room.
It was my living room for a long time. So the first 2 years, it was basically in my living room. I am Ralph Sutton, Big J Okerson, 2 weeks in a row live in the studio. That's a nice trend that we're picking up.
Almost impossible for three.
No, it's happening. I already know what's happening next week and the week after.
I am here next week for sure.
Yeah, next week. The week after is going to be a fun one too.
Next week, the beauty is it'll be my only thing of the day. No bonfire next week.
Oh, that's fun. So you come in charged up.
More
Shannon,
charged up.
Before we get into what's going on tonight, I told Jay I did something very make fun of me worthy. So can you go to my Instagram and pull up the last reel I put up, please? Because I know Jay is going to fucking love how goofy this is.
I always think maybe I saw it.
I maybe did. It's just something you're going to want to make fun of for sure. It's something I've been wanting to do for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I finally got to do it, and it was fucking wild.
Okay.
I went away for 2 days. One of these days took 13 hours to get this done.
Jesus.
But it was fucking unbelievable.
What'd you get? Ass implants?
Yeah. You didn't notice that? And dick shortened.
What'd you get, a fat ass?
Yeah, I got that fucking pedal. Let's see you, Shannon.
It's making me verify 1 second.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's getting serious.
Getting serious now.
Fat ass.
Happy Valentine's Day for doing this live. Did you do anything for Christine, by the way?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I got her jewelry.
That's nice. Did she get anything? Guys, girls don't get anything but guys for Valentine's Day.
Of course.
You're supposed to.
What'd she get you?
Nothing.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That makes sense. Okay. Shannon, when's the last time you did something romantic for Valentine's Day?
I don't even have a memory of it. It's been so long.
Okay. All right, let's see. This is what
I told Christine.
Look, Jay, ready?
I got Christine a 2-carat tenis bracelet.
Okay.
2-carat diamonds. And I said, and everyone's like, that's really nice. I go, well, the first carat is because I love her. The second carat is so I can say forever now. It's like, you don't deserve any of these things I do for you. It's you have to earn that, right?
Earn that second carat?
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, play it. I went to Mexico and I swam with these fucking monster whale sharks.
That's why you went?
That's why I went. For that, I've been wanting to do it for 10 years. They're the size of trucks. That thing is 20 feet long.
Okay.
We saw another one that was even bigger, and I'm swimming right next to it. Camera on.
They're keeping up. Look at you. You're
crazy.
Flapping, huh?
It was crazy. Yeah, I looked ridiculous.
That's how you get those runner's legs.
Yeah, it was wild.
They don't offer you to like film you next to
them? They do offer too, but I have my little camera.
Yeah,
and
but
they want
to see you
yeah,
there.
Sucks.
Yeah, but they wanted $100 for it. Like, and they're like, look at his fucking tail.
That's
right
where
there.
You drew the line?
Yeah. I just felt like it's silly. It's a scam.
They wanted $100 for
it. I don't know. I just felt like, but look at that. I swam with those fucking things. It's crazy.
Ralph, the place you told me to go for drinks is like $65 a drink.
I suggested to the group,
hey, I'm going to fly 13 hours. $100 extra.
Can I tell you
fuck
this?
Fuck right off.
I suggested to the group, can't one of us buy it and then share the email with everybody else? And let's just buy it for it. We'll all chip in. Nobody wanted to do it.
Jeez Louise. What a lame-o.
Yeah, but that was fucking fun, though. It was wild.
Looks fun.
It was
awesome?
Wild. It was, you jump in the water.
Is the water freezing?
No, it was beautiful, actually. It was warmer than you'd think. But they swim right below the surface. The water's like a little murky, so you're on top. You don't see anything. As soon as you go down, the thing is fucking right there. The first time, it's
and they
scared.
Won't. They won't do anything.
They don't give a shit about you. They couldn't care less. They're just big, gentle giants. Like
never. Me. They never attack.
No, they don't. And if you try to touch them, they might like fling themselves, like to get you away from them.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a guy trying to grab the tail, and it went.
What do they eat?
Plankton. That's why they're called whale sharks. They eat what whales eat, even though they're sharks. Biggest fish in the sea. It was fucking crazy.
Biggest fish in the sea.
Biggest fish in the sea. Yeah.
Is a shark not a fish?
Shark is a fish. It's bigger than a regular and than a great white. They're like 20, 25
bigger
feet.
Bigger than a great white?
Yeah. They get up to like 40 feet long, these things.
Wow.
It's crazy. It was
did you
wild.
Come?
I did. On it.
Nice.
Going to have some sort of hybrid whale shark Frankenstein child.
I'd love that.
So
it's going to be 22 feet.
Here's what's happening tonight. It is Valentine's Day. We have done three of these prior of what I call Shannon Seeking Strange. First one.
Shannon looks so good today.
She looks, wait till you guys see her. First was dick pic dating. Dick pic dating worked quite well. She ended up doinking one of the guys.
Yeah, not the first place either. Just so you know, guys.
But by the way,
first place dick doesn't always win.
Shannon, if I remember correctly, you were going to pick second, and then somebody in the, I think it might have been Lindsay, steered you to the wrong dude.
No, it was,
Somebody was, right?
Yeah,
somebody did that, right?
I can't remember who it was, but yeah, somebody.
But you liked two anyway. You were going to pick two, and someone else said, no, pick that one, and you ended up doinking that guy, right?
And two was not like a Shannon person.
No, not at all.
That's what's nice about Shannon, and also most women, if you have something else that they find endearing.
That's not true.
Some women.
If she found something endearing in me, she paid me no mind when I tried to hit on her.
That's true.
She could be Christine right now.
Yeah. So then after.
She could be getting 2-carat bracelets.
2-carat bracelets. Tennis
instead
bracelets.
Of meeting these ragtag group of people you threw together, Ralph.
And then the second one after dick pic dating was penis personality, where it was at Skankfest, where they dressed up their ding-dongs. That one was hilarious. You didn't come to the dinner, but the guy was bleeding from his.
Oh yeah,
was it from his neck? From his nose?
No, from his nose.
Okay, he was shaving, he bought a new shirt for the date, and he was bleeding the whole time. It was really weird.
Active blood.
And then he excused himself from the dinner to go to the pharmacy to get super glue
to try
to
and
fix it.
It was
super glue it shut.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
Hey, Vaseline probably would have done the job.
And then the third one we did here, I forget what the theme was, but you went on a date with that guy, and I chaperoned it.
Yeah.
And that guy was kind of cool, but he kind of fucked up. I thought he was like your type.
Well, no, weren't you guys going to fuck? But then he had to go fight unnecessarily in the Ukraine.
Oh, that was him. Right. Oh, my God. He went to the Ukraine. That's right.
I'm going
to
go civilian fight in the Ukraine.
Right. So then this one was, Valentine's Day. It makes sense. We knew that Shannon wouldn't have plans. We knew I wouldn't have plans.
Damn.
And you said you were going to be free. So I tasked Paco and Harrington. Said, here's what I want you to do. Go to every powerlifting gym in New York and just fucking go talk to guys and find out who's single. Get one or two of these guys. We got you. It'll happen. There's a gym for convicts. I said, go there. Just do this, right? And I came back from my trip yesterday.
Yeah.
Sorry, Monday.
Yes.
And I said, I have no faith in Harrington and Paco to pull this off.
And they did none of it.
And they did none of it. So I reached out to people.
Did you yell at them?
Yeah. I said, if Lewis asked you, you would have gotten it done. And it's true.
What did they say?
They made up some stupid excuse.
What was the excuse?
That I was too strict on the guys that they got us. Because I wanted a guy that I felt Shannon might like.
Sure.
Like even today, one of the guys that was potential was a 6'8 jiu-jitsu fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that's perfect. I asked for his Instagram.
I'm back on Paco and Mike not doing the job.
We'll get
here.
That in a second. But I saw the 6'8 guy. His profile said he, him. He looked like he was about 24, 25.
If you're a he, him, it's a wrap.
Yeah, and I said, we're done. And I said no to him, but no to he, him.
I'm a hey, huh?
But yeah, I got very pissed at them today. I'm not done with being pissed with them.
I feel like you are. I feel you let them off really
easy. No. It's just, I don't want to bring that negative energy to the show.
You live a life of letting people walk all over you. And if that's how you choose to live, that's totally fine.
That's true.
Every day, every morning you wake up and run from your problems.
Yeah, and I still find them when I'm done.
And then you come home, and those problems are still
there. Here's how I start my day. First of all, whatever Lewis says, just say yes to. That's how I start, right? Anything Lewis wants, just do it. Don't even question.
Okay, I like it, yeah. Whatever he says.
Whatever he says, just do it. Say, what, Lewis? Here's my checkbook.
And then he goes,
here's my credit card.
He goes, shut up, Ralph.
And yeah, and I say, as
absolutely,
sir. No, I say, as you wish.
As you wish. Give us the room, Ralph.
All right, so I found three guys. I'm not going to give you any sort of lead in to what type of guys they are. There's two that I really like, but I'm not going to say who. I'm not giving you any indications.
Each one blacker than the next.
Yeah. By the way, Tom wanted in on this. And I'm like, Tom.
Yeah, we all wanted in on it.
Yeah. And also, Mark Random wanted in on this, which is funny. You know, I don't know if you know Mark Random.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So these are not things that I think would go well.
It's not going to go. Shannon's not really going to consider them.
No, but that's the thing, is that I wanted men that I believe Shannon at least could potentially
funny
be
interested. Funny if Mark Random wins, Shannon's not going to, she wouldn't even do what I think's what we're going to do funny at the end of the show. She wouldn't do that with him.
No, she wouldn't do that with him.
No, so that's what I'm saying.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Right now, Shannon's going to join us. Jorge's going to take over production, and we're going to bring
as long as
in.
We have a whore in the seat, right? It's all that matters.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, we should have had the dating
Jorge, whore Shannon.
We don't, when Shannon can't hear me right now, but I'm sure they didn't think about that.
What, Jorge and whore Shannon?
No.
Give it what it deserves, Ralph.
I did like it. Shannon, you guys didn't pull dating game theme music, did you? No. Jorge, if you could Google dating game theme music, that might be nice.
Dun, 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 dun. Bam, 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 bam.
Exactly. Shannon's got the honkers out. Now, Shannon, we get, Jay, toss that over here. So, Shannon, use that. Get those hooters out. Not yet. I don't know. Your mic's not on.
Shannon, you're looking fine tonight.
Let me hear your mic.
It's Jay. There
you go. Always look good.
You put a little extra effort in today.
You know, remember I hit on you that one time?
I hit on her too.
And crazy disinterested?
I wasn't crazy disinterested. I just like...
Remember you were like, no, fat and ugly? The two reddest of flags?
Who got... In all honesty, because we both hit on you. Did he get closer?
Well, there's no closer, but her more possibility.
I think you have a better shot than I do.
Well, my personality is leaps and bounds better than yours.
I got that saying. Did either one of us get closer? Jay was closer. Jay had to be closer.
I mean, like, I knew who...
It was a conversation only of me. But I think by the time I even had the conversation, I think I invited her to come to something. I think she was like, yeah, for sure. But it was like, and you wanted me to do... And when I turned it to like a... And if you can hang after, you know, we'll try to make whatever funny slash like hit on thing. And she took it right back to like, so if you could do my podcast anytime. And I was like, oh, and then I made a joke next time. I was like, man, I was trying to hit on you and you really closed it up shop quick. So, I mean, like there was no closer at all. But I wonder who she considered more.
Yeah. Is it zeros both ways or was it a little bit more to him? That'd be a little bit more to him.
Yeah. It's definitely probably more.
You're more her type. You got tattoos. You're more burly.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not some pencil neck dickhole like Ralph.
As you wish, sir.
Whatever I'm going to have. I'm going to have Lewis slap you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. As you wish.
With this behavior, you're about to get Lewis slapped tomorrow.
All right. So we're going to run this like a regular dating game.
Somebody who works in this shithole get me my other White Claw I asked for.
Yeah, bring another one. Tom's getting it. So the way we're going to do it, Shannon, is all three guys, you're going to get the blindfold on.
Okay.
All three guys are going to come in. We have mics for them to use.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be Bachelor 1, 2, and 3. We have some questions.
Well, this one's for them to talk. This one's for the wiener dicks, sounds.
Yeah. Or their fart noises.
One two of their wieners sing.
To him, not me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tom, you're doing great.
Yeah, you're gonna, are you walking around the whole fucking room?
Tom's definitely coming to take a look.
Oh, he's looking at honkers.
Ew,
that's
ew,
why.
Gross.
He's trying to see those hoots.
All right, gross. you send the guys and
thank
you can bring
Tom.
Them in. And Jorge, hit the dating music, please.
You're doing great, Shannon.
Let's hear that if you have it. There we go. And also, I would say this, Jay, raise this mic up too so they have two options.
I just want to see where my vape is.
And I'll rise up. And I'll rise up. And God
good job.
Damn.
Wow. Good job. Good job.
And I'll rise up.
There you go. Come on in. Come on in.
Should I scoot in?
Scoot to
yeah, they're all morbidly obese.
There you go.
Give him a wide berth, Shannon. Shannon, please don't have the mic stand. Keep rubbing your nips. It's freaking
guys,
everyone out.
Can you zoom in on her honkers?
No.
No,
because
I don't know if my nipple's showing.
You're going to go over there, guys. All right, there's one. Bachelor number one. Bachelor number two. Where's bachelor number three? You went to piss?
Never showed up.
No, he's here. There he goes. This is bachelor number three.
Yeah,
he's here. Okay, bachelor one, two, and three. First of all, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Do this. Watch your head over there. Don't hit your head in the ceiling.
This is the tall one.
Maybe I'm lying. Maybe it was that. Maybe it's Tom still trying to grab your tits.
Could be.
So there's two mics here. You guys are going to share all three mics. So kind of.
It was Tom. Now he's grabbing my tits.
Yeah. So first, we're just going to say this. Each of you, starting with you being bachelor number one, we're not using names. Mic's not on. I don't hear him at all.
Hello, hello, hello.
There we go. Okay. Right. Am I hearing it?
No.
Say it again.
Testing.
No, his mic's not on.
It's low.
Jorge.
All right, raise the gain on that one like crazy.
Hello, hello.
That's not going through?
There we go. There we go. I heard it.
Hello,
I heard hello. It. I heard
it.
Working.
You heard it?
I there, didn't hear perfect.
It.
Perfect. So it's fine. Yeah. So all I'm going to ask you is your name and is age. Age is too much info?
No, maybe leave it in
ask age.
Name and age.
We'll say decade.
Okay, go ahead. You first.
My name's Lips, and I'm in the 30-year decade.
Okay, and bachelor number two?
I'm Jason, 42.
42, and third?
I'm Bobby, 35.
All right, thank you guys so much for coming in here. And just so you know, the story is Shannon has not had sex in 5 years.
Six
years next month. Okay, so that is quite a long time. And one of you tonight will be winning a date with Shannon. I will ask the first question to bachelor number one. Shannon is vegan. What annoying habits do you have?
Ooh, annoying habits. My annoying habit probably would be that I still like to go out and party and drink.
Okay.
So if you think that that's annoying, maybe we would get along or maybe we won't.
Can I follow up?
Yes.
Am I allowed to?
To bachelor one.
To bachelor one.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like a multiple times a week thing?
No, no. It's not a multiple times. It's actually just because I'm involved in the industry with a lot of friends and still know a lot of people.
So like
so
once
I still
a
have
week?
An active social life. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It could be 1 to 2 times.
I week. Would say this. Bachelor number two, same question. What annoying habits do you have? And get very close to the microphone, please. Extremely close.
So bad habits. I still smoke.
Get much closer to the mic.
Much closer. Here we go. I still smoke. And occasionally play video games with the boys.
Okay, that's fine. So does Big J, right? You still do the video games with the boys?
Alone.
Oh, we used to play UFC that when that first came out.
A little bit.
Then UFC 2 came out and it stunk.
Yeah.
That really bothered me. All right, I'm not going to ask Bachelor number 3 that. Bachelor number 3, I'm going to ask you this question. As we said, Shannon hasn't had sex in almost 6 years. What would you do, if you win, to make her feel at ease on your first night out in the town?
Have sex.
Okay,
that's clear.
All right.
Whether she wants to or not, is that the idea?
No, of course.
Yeah. All right. Before we go any further, are you a responsible adult?
I guess not.
Are you lonely on Valentine's Day, and you want to make those lonely feelings go away?
Sure am, Ralph. I noticed I didn't get a ring-a-ding-doo for the old poke Shannon contest. Not cool.
I was kind of hoping that you were going to show
By the
up.
Way, that would have been the coolest thing. And bachelor number three, hello.
Hello, Shannon. You remember me. Sight unseen. Pick me. I'll eat your hairy, shaggy asshole. I come from Castle Times when everybody had hairy everything. Shannon, your little bit of misjudged ethnic hair patches
is the least of your problems.
No big deal to me.
Yeah, go to Delta 8, yodelta.com for all your Delta 8 needs. Yes. If you're horny and lonely on Valentine's Day.
I am now. Shannon's got her nips all out.
we had to readjust Shannon's nips twice.
They may have been showing
you
the
may
entire
have seen, You may see the nips. No.
I was looking for the shimmery balls on either side from the piercing.
Let me say this.
Earlier, I played very cool when I saw them, but it was in full view.
I thought it was Jay that saw them. You saw them too?
No, Jay played off the friend thing. I'm looking as a friend.
I'm doing this as a favor.
But I was beating off with my hand in my pants.
Let me say this. If you've been listening to the SDR show for a while and you find Shannon attractive, go use the SDR code right now, SDR on guesthitter.com, and just zoom in and you'll see Shannon.
I'm certain if you do enough camera work trickery, you can probably get the shoot at one of those delightfully pink nips.
And then while you're jerking off,
not crazy big areolas, if I'm being completely honest from you.
While you're jerking off to
tasteful
Shannon's tits,
size.
Go to yodelta.com, stock up on vapes and gummies with the promo code GAS and get
also
25%
off. Also, for nips so big, you'd think that the nipple ball itself would be a little bit bigger, but I forget they are implants. So she has small titty nipples on big titties.
Hiding behind big tits.
Wait, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's awesome. You don't have to have those big, chewy fucking pom-poms on the end like some big, fat Jewish lady. Sure. Is there a little extra hair you got to mow down every once in a while on whatever Shannon is?
It's a small price to pay.
Small price to pay for those tiny tit nips on those big fat tits.
YoDelta.com.
I forgot this is a commercial.
And let's get back into it.
Would you like me to game show this up a little bit?
Yeah, please do.
Bachelor number one.
There we go.
Shannon pulls her knockers out. She says, do with them what you will. What's your first step?
First step? I will say no friggin' way. And I will, I don't know. I think I would have to take Bachelor 3's advice and just have sex right there.
Wow.
Okay.
Like ill boobs. Let's just have sex.
Have sex. Titties.
Get those boobs away from me. Yuck.
No.
I'm not going to touch these things at all.
Jake,
I mean,
going?
It's your asset. It's a very good asset you have.
Bachelor number two, Shannon bends over, spreads butt cheeks, showing you her butthole. She says she can wink it. She proves to you that she can. Do you stay or do you go?
I stay and wait for what happens next.
Okay.
All right, but by the way, just as a reminder, get very close to that microphone because no one's going to hear it.
Bachelor number three. Shannon says, you want to see something crazy, rips her panties to the side, and her cat comes over and starts kissing her vagina. Do you stay or leave?
I got to go.
Shannon, this guy's not ready to keep up with your cat-fucking lifestyle.
Insatiable cat-fucking lifestyle.
But that voice.
All right, Bachelor number two, here's a question. Tell me about a time that you got into a fight.
Which number is it?
Bachelor number two.
Okay.
It was in college. A friend of mine was going through a bad breakup. The guy was burning cigarettes out on his forearms. So I walked her out to the car to make sure she got to the car safe. And the guy steps in front of me and says, Jay, I like you and I don't want to do this. I said, do what? He swings, punches me in the side of the head, and he was a metal head. He had all spike rings on and everything. Then he says again, Jay, I like you. I don't want to do this. I said, don't. Punches me, cuts my chin right open. I'm standing there looking at the guy. I'm not even mad yet.
Wow.
Third time he says it, Jay, I like you. I don't want to do this. I said, Zach, don't. He swings, I duck, I knock him out, and then I just start stomping him.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Like it.
And I tell him that's, you know, that's you never self-defense. Do that to a lady ever again.
That's nice. Look at that. He's
story.
He's got a valiant story. He came to a lady's aid. A couple of punches didn't sway him.
The stomping out, though, is he's not unconscious, right?
No, he wasn't unconscious. Okay. It was like kicks in the gut.
Okay. Shannon, do you have any specific questions for any of them that you want to ask? They can all see your hooters. You can't see anything.
Shannon, I don't know if you heard, but I already asked him the winking butthole question.
Oh, that was the one that I had to ask.
Yeah, this game's actually supposed to be exclusively Shannon asking the questions.
Yeah, but she can't see anything.
Ralph
so.
Initially told me I wasn't allowed to ask questions.
You're not supposed to see anything in a regular day.
That's true, too.
No, that I wasn't supposed to ask questions.
Well, because here's what was going to happen. Originally, I wanted to write a finite list of questions so she can't ask questions like, what do you do for a living?
You're a dumb idiot.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't had sex in... As you wish, sir.
It's been 6 years, so she probably needs a little, something to get her going.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm guessing questions. It's fucking dry as a fucking cracker down there. Or sopping sloppy at all times.
That's true.
Well, Shannon, this is Jay talking, by the way, not one of the
contestant number four.
Shannon, any specific questions for one, two, or three?
Am I allowed to ask what they do for work?
See, that's the thing. I feel like that's going to sway the industry a little bit. What do you feel about that, Jay?
What?
If she asked that question.
What they do for work.
You're okay with it?
It's fine.
All right, so we'll start with bachelor number one. You kind of alluded to it. What do you do for work?
Yeah, so mainly work in television. And then I also manage some music groups. And the new thing I'm working on is live rock and roll music in lounges in New York City.
Okay, bachelor number two.
I'm a volunteer firefighter and rescue diver.
Nice.
Wow, did you see my video of me diving with whale sharks? Were you impressed by that at all?
Yeah. Did you? They cut off right before Rafa to get rescued.
Yeah, I dive in the Hudson. So.
I had to actually wear, I wore a life preserver on the first one because I didn't know if I could swim well enough, so I did wear a life preserver.
Yeah, there's no whale sharks in the Hudson, but there's all kinds of other weird combinations, I bet. Fucking duck flounders and...
batch number three.
Things that glow in the dark.
Oh, wait, batch number three didn't see what he did for a living yet.
But yeah, I have a follow-up question for number two.
Yeah.
So volunteer firefighting, does that pay you money?
No, it doesn't. 50% of the country is volunteer, and then some companies allow you to get a pension.
So what do you do for money?
Whatever makes me happy. I float around. If it doesn't make me happy, I do something else. Right now, I'm a project manager.
Okay.
What is the rescue diving? Is that also volunteer?
Yes, it's volunteer as well. It's search and recovery.
For people?
Yeah, we cover from the Tappan Zee Bridge to the Bear Mountain Bridge.
Wow. And bachelor number three, what do you do?
I bartend and I travel playing music.
Nice.
Nice. I like that. So,
bachelor number one, Shannon, as a friend, I'm going to let you know, crazy bulge in his pants.
Let's see. Yeah. I can see
guy's rocking a hog, I think.
Cut it.
If, cut it out. Does it intimidate you guys at all?
Having a cock that big?
Having a cock that big right next to you.
I don't know if it intimidates the person themselves. Ralph is to intimidate others.
That Shannon hasn't had sex in 6 years. That's a lot of pressure on the first guy that goes in there. To do it right.
How do you feel about lots of screaming ow and blood?
Yeah, screaming, stop this, I hate it. Does that bother you at all?
Not at all.
Oh, no.
All right, now, by the way, is this...
Shannon, great news, everyone's prepared to fuck through your screams. Shannon, I'm sure fantastic news.
Sex, she's been, you know, taking care of herself, I'm sure, right, Shannon?
Oh, with the biggest and the best equipment, I guess.
There's no way.
It happens in like waves. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I forget that sex is a thing.
Shannon has no sex, and then she partakes in what I can only describe as monster insertions.
Oh, no.
Real, can you believe this is happening type shit.
All right, let me ask a question now. I'm going to do a standard dating game question to all three of you.
We're making whoopee.
Yeah, your idea of a romantic date out on the town, bachelor number one. Let's hear it.
Oh, there's so many places.
That's not an answer. It's good though, right?
Romantic date on the town. I would have to get to know Shannon a little bit better, but I can honestly say that it would be something to get to know you and hear you. It's not something crowded. It's a place crowded, so we could understand each other a little bit, and then I'll know where to take you next.
Good answer, bachelor number two.
Since she's a vegan, right? She said I take her to Dirt Candy.
Oh, and that's a fucking great place.
And take a walk along the water, get to know each other.
Wait a minute. Let me just ask a question. Why do you know that place?
A friend of mine was a flight attendant. They always wanted to eat there, so I went with them to dinner, and I would have signed over meeting me that night.
Ralph's about
I'm about to date bachelor number two.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Bachelor number three, date out on the town.
I'm not much of a big dater. It's kind of weird. It's kind of just like go with the flow, see like what happens. It's very vanilla. You know, it'll be like, all right, dinner, movie, then just see like where the night goes with that.
Okay, I have no problem with that. Yeah. No problem with any of those.
Very simple.
Shannon, a follow-up question.
I was just going to ask. You're vegan?
I'm not vegan. Oh. She's vegan.
Oh, you're vegan. I just wanted to ask you.
I do indulge in a lot of vegan food. I own a piece of a vegan restaurant, but I'm not vegan.
That was Omakase.
That was a great place.
Yeah.
Fucking good.
We went together.
But what happened to them? They closed.
Oh, no. There's a new one just opened up.
Oh, yep. We got to talk after the show. Jay, you're out of this. Shut up, Jay.
Friends and family this week. It's my God. Actually, no, it opened today. Today's the day. It opened, actually.
Jay, get out of the room. We're talking.
We could go
right
now. You should go right now.
I'll go right now.
I have a question.
Shannon, can I win and take you to Omakase right now?
I have a question for the group, all of them. Present company excluded, who is your favorite comedian?
That is a good question. Favorite comedian?
It hurt me really
bad. No, because
excluded.
Maniscalco, that friggin' Italian bum.
Maniscalco.
Because you know what? That's my family, and he stole all the jokes.
Can I just say the way that Bachelor Number One talks makes me think of DJ Lou a lot.
Oh, no. Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
Are you hearing it at all? Maybe he's also from Jersey.
It might be a Jersey. Yeah. It might be a regional voice thing.
Bachelor Number Two, do you have a favorite comedian?
I'm trying to decide. It's too many.
Just pick one or two off the top of your head. It doesn't have to be solidly favorite. Just don't say Luis J. Gomez, for God's sakes.
Oh, shit. We should have said that. Are you not a fan of comedy? That's okay.
I'm a fan of comedy. I just really don't go to shows anymore or really watch anything, so I really can't choose.
Mike Birbiglia.
He's saving people.
He's saving people. He can't be listening to comedy. Bachelor Number Three?
Is this present or all time?
All time.
I'd have to go between Chappelle and Pryor.
Right. I mean, who's present just while we're throwing it around? Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez. Dave Smith.
Plug.
And they go around. Derek Gaines, Dave Temple.
Yeah. Shannon, any other questions you want to ask?
I had one and I just lost it.
Jay, any other questions you want to ask?
Sure. I could always think of one. Guys, we'll go down around the horn on this one. Shannon, I believe, is completely shaved down there. But because of her wild ethnicity, if she shaves in the morning, my best guess is she is a stubbly, scratchy mess at night. Do you still put your face on it, braving the possibility of rash? We'll start with Bachelor Number Two.
By the way, really hard-hitting question, Shay.
Thank you.
That's not that hard. Absolutely.
Okay, still in. Still Bachelor in. Number Two.
All in.
Definitely suit certifier.
Oh, there's going to be so much face by your pussy tonight. Maybe. So crazy. Bachelor Number Three?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Now, same thing. While you're dealing with the stubble, you realize she hasn't handled her butthole hair at all. No one's clearly
told
her it's there.
Dare I say she's forgotten about it.
She's flat out forgotten about it. And I mean, this thing is covered. You can't even see. Remember that? Get that out of your head before the winker thing. You couldn't see this thing wink if it was winking because it's covered by what I can only describe as a thick thatch of ethnic curly black hair. Do you still keep your face down there?
It looked more like
risking rash.
And more like a rustling of trees than anything else. There.
Do you risk rash and also now chin shit?
Yeah. Now things might be stuck in there. We're going to have to
He's out.
Pass.
He's out. All right, Bachelor Number Two.
I'm out. I'll just let her know what's going on down there.
Oh, that's nice. Sort of gentleman.
Hey, I'm going to take off, but just so you know. You have shit crumbs in your asshole hair.
The DM her afterwards. Bachelor Three?
There's other things to discuss. Like, there's money to be made here. So.
Oh,
I'm not gonna put my face in there, but I'm just saying, you know.
But there's an OnlyFans in your future, right?
Getting fucking fancy.
I mentioned this. I should get me like 10% at least.
Shannon, business minded.
You're in on it.
Bachelor Bobby, Number Three is business minded.
Oh, they'll call you. You have a name. It's like OnlyFans.com/BrilloButt, and then we'll see if we can put things in there. If it like sharpens a pencil or.
By the way, yes or no question? All three of you.
Sure.
Right.
Oh, them.
Shannon, as we said, is vegan. Does that? If you go out to dinner a lot. That means that you have to either go to vegan restaurants or make sure restaurants have vegan options. Is that a problem?
She just said we don't have to.
No,
do
there's
that,
always fries or nice. Salad on a menu.
Fries
it's not.
Or salad. That's awesome.
Like
when you watch the girl you're with just eat a fucking plate of fries.
Yeah. I don't like to impose it.
So much good food.
Yeah,
bachelors,
impose it on
Shannon's vegan. Do you feel comfortable maintaining the lie that your penises are made of seitan?
Good word. Bachelor Two?
Don't mind at all. And I can cook at home. So
oh,
make
shit.
Make me meals.
Which one is that? Three?
Two.
Okay.
Three? Do you care?
That down.
Guys, Shannon's a vegan. Do you think it'll be funny to dose her by wearing a lamb condom? A lambskin condom?
Hey, what about lambskin? Are you against lambskin condoms, yeah. Shannon?
I haven't had sex in 100 years. But I haven't had sex since I've been vegan.
Well, let's say
you haven't had sex since it was made of actual lambskins.
The last time I heard lambskin condom was booty call. That's nice. Like old reference.
Is that does it not exist anymore, lambskin condom?
Ralph, I'm sure they're out there.
It has to.
Listen, you have to because people are allergic to latex.
Latex. So here's
allergic
the question.
To latex.
Let's pretend one of these guys is allergic to latex and can only fuck with lambskin. Would you be against
his pull-out game's terrible. It's cream pie city if you let this guy go raw dog.
I don't know. That would have to be a we'd have to figure something. There has to be another option.
Are either any of you allergic to latex?
No.
Okay.
Great news, Shannon.
They can all do it with a fucking.
Yeah. Also, if you do in the butt, you're fine. You can only catch AIDS.
That's true.
That's been good. 6 years. She's definitely, thanks, definitely clean.
Tom says that's a thumbs up. That's a true story. And he's got the mark of the Lord on it.
So here's what I want to do. Because they're all going to have to do.
Shannon, another question?
Yeah. I have one more question.
About their Satan penises?
So recently I was talking to a guy. And he said to me, he has no vices. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't binge watch television. He doesn't play sports. There was nothing. And I'm like, I don't know how we can connect on anything. Can I hear one of each of your vices?
Wasn't the first question?
Well, he, that was what, something vices? Annoying.
So not knowing.
No. Oh, right,
yeah, but
right.
He already said he drinks. And
well, I mean, I actually don't have to drink. I just have go out. There's okay. There's evenings and things to do.
So what's a vice of yours?
I still see, they're not vices. Like
beautiful
I think,
children.
No, a poetry is one of my vices.
Nice. Is that a vice? That's like that's just like
no, saying, great gets, answer though.
That's backdooring in that I do poetry.
It's,
that's all that
it's,
is.
It's
that's
trying like, to make sure.
That's job interview shit. That was great. He goes, honestly, if anything, I eat pussy too much.
Yeah, yeah. I just do it all day.
I eat it, and I don't even like getting my dick. I don't want to. I just like.
I just have to put moisturizer on my face.
I just serve. It's
rash.
Like Ralph with Lewis. He just serves.
I live to serve.
Bachelor number two.
Call me an idiot. My mom says I'm gonna die one day from it.
Your cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Okay. And Bachelor 3?
That whole list was like my Tinder profile there.
Nice.
All right, now I'm going to say this.
My advice, Ralph, good question. First date anal. Giving or getting.
Did you ever have first date anal?
Yes.
I did too, once.
What was his name?
Me too. It was...
Mine was Jay.
Yeah, I think he lied about his name.
I said, here's what I'm going to do. Each of you now have a 10-second pitch as to why Shannon should pick you. And we'll start with Bachelor number one.
Shannon, I think you're waiting for something that's interesting to come into your life. That's why you've been waiting so long. So I guess I can easily be that man if you want.
I like that one. Bachelor number two.
I disagree with that. I think what you've been missing is something authentic.
Ooh, that's nice too. Wow, Jesus too. Christ.
And fire safety.
By the way, I was going to fuck one. Now I'm into two. And if I drown, he's going to save me.
Right. Yeah,
sure. All right, number three.
Or recovery.
Yeah. Oh, it's only your dead body.
Yeah.
No, recovery.
That's right.
Like... Well, three, to quote Clubber Lang, because I'm the best and I'm ranked number one.
Oh. Now, by the way, Jay, I have one other one that might put them on the spot.
Wait, can I just clarify something? Just because I can't write stuff down, so I have to try to remember all the answers. Which is the one that said boobs gross?
I think that's Bachelor number one.
Number one?
I didn't say boobs were gross.
Yeah, because then you said you were going to fuck her. You didn't like the boobs, then you're just going to fuck her.
No. I said we take the whole package with the boobs.
Okay.
Maybe.
Make it important.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going butthole. I'm going finger and butthole first.
Right.
Thing.
I mean,
you got to build.
We're gonna say hi. Get along with that.
No, you have to set a line. I like to come out. It's like when you do a tip and you start where you put the money on the table first, and then all you can do is mess up from there.
When I had anal on a first date, I was like, I think this girl wants to have anal with me. I didn't want to ask, but it felt like it was like, oh, this is happening.
Ew,
so I kind of slowly.
The girl said it to me.
Like, I slowly put like, my penis over there, and she's like, she went, yeah, let's do this. I'm like, yeah, let's do this.
No, it wasn't. Mine was an aggressive, like, I would have been weird to say no, but you're also like, really? Okay. And then it also, all I think about in hindsight is I go, I was fucking her, and she was like, this one's little enough to go in my ass. Uh-huh. Hey, you want to try something different that I can't do with a lot of people?
Jay, you can shoot this one down, but I was saying Shannon is known for liking two types of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Big dudes
mm-hmm.
and singer dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong of me, and feel free to shoot this down, to ask each of them to sing one line of a song? Any song they want, one line of a song. You think it's a bad idea?
I think you're sandbagging a person. Not everybody here is a singer.
That's true.
They can be creative. And
they'd be creative. They could do like a spoken word thing. They don't have to sing.
The guy who can't sing, if you can you give some lyrics?
These
guys are fags.
just
write him a shitty song.
Yeah. I mean, anybody could do
sorry,
like.
Sorry, I can't carry a note exactly.
Pick numbered.
Can I have another White Claw, please?
Yeah, Shannon. Someone bring in a White Claw.
I mean, I'll tell you it's White Claw.
No, no.
His huge hog. All right, so are you against it? You want me to? I can kibosh that. That's I just thought it was an interesting
fair.
Idea.
It's probably not fair.
Or let them sing amongst themselves.
No,
he's fine. The non-singers fine with them singing.
All right. It shouldn't even be about that talent.
But it is something. Honest.
It's something she likes.
That so. She likes.
She also likes big.
Or maybe you can do an audible talent.
What? Like blow the microphone?
Something that I can hear.
Sandy
that
sells,
they can
she
do.
Sells by the seashore.
Do your love language on your little voice, sultry voice. No.
Is that one?
That was
no,
one.
I mean, that's me.
No, that yeah. It, that's been number one, though.
By the way,
I mean, I could sing if you want.
His dick ain't getting any smaller either, Shed. I got to tell you. I've seen it from a profile now. That thing's a bowl.
He's actually
don't like me for that, all right?
He's scaring 2 and 3. I think they should do it. Just because that's something that, so the story I always remember is that band, The Trues, you go back and listen to the SDR show, The Trues, and Shannon was like half interested, and then the guy started singing, and I saw her in the DJ, in the production booth like this, what? And immediately focused and was like so fixated for the rest of the
Steven
show.
Steven Dorff was really the first one.
Steven Dorff, wow. Too. Yeah, Steven Dorff can sing.
I'll tell you who it wasn't. Me.
You said, yeah. You said no to Steven Dorff?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I accidentally did.
Shannon, do you want mango or strawberry?
Strawberry.
All right.
I'm putting it. Why'd you put the emphasis on that part of the word?
Give me it to you, right?
I want it. Can you pour it into the cup?
You want strawberry?
Strawberry? Did I say strawberry? All right. So, Shannon, you make the decision. Do you want them to sing or no? Do you have another question you want to ask?
Wait, someone here has a question.
Go ahead. Who asked?
I heard someone say, can I ask?
It was just to see, because you've been absent for so long. Is there a real reason for it? Or is it just because men suck?
I mean that, but also I just, I need to like connect with a person and I just haven't found that connection.
And also I will say this, a couple of guys I know she was into just did something really stupid and it was like, oh dude, like you just fucked that up. You know, they did something. I was like, that was just stupid.
All right. Now speed round, everyone. Kiss her one at a time. Yeah. Open mouth, aggressive.
Put your hand up. Put her hand on your dick.
No.
How about this? Shannon,
force her to masturbate you. We'll edit it. We'll cut it up.
We'll cut it up.
We'll make sure it doesn't
go. It'll be
legal.
You got
a green screen, right?
It'll be totally legal in post.
No, we're behind the paywall, so we're fine.
So no to the singing?
I said fine.
You guys, you okay with it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Just bachelor number one. Just a line. One line.
Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride?
Okay.
Nice.
I like Magic Carpet Ride. Steppenwolf.
That was Steppenwolf, Shannon.
Okay.
You fucking music idiot.
By the way, created the term.
Bad Omens, right?
Created the term heavy metal.
Do me a favor. Let the next guy answer this thing.
Bash number two.
I'll have to save that for later when we're taking a ride.
Oh.
Singing in the car.
All right. I like it. That's a good way to do it. Bash number three.
Bachelor 2's answer, but better.
Okay.
Oh. Sing, Bobby. Come on.
Bobby, two and three bailed out of there.
Does that mean Bobby can sing and is choosing not to?
Maybe. Yes. I think so.
The funniest thing is I know Bobby.
You guys know each other.
Yeah, we didn't know we were coming here.
Oh, that's funny.
Have you guys double teamed the girl before? Nice. That's a good win.
Eiffel Tower.
That's nice.
No, we didn't. Shannon, we didn't. Sorry.
Now, let me ask you this, Shannon. Before we do the final thing here, do you kind of know who you're going to pick?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Oh, and I would like to hear maybe who each of you would pick. Oh, but you can see them.
Who would I? Oh, yeah, I'm not going to answer that.
AJ.
Tom.
Will you tell me after?
I'll tell you after.
I pick me.
I pick Big J and then Jorge and then AJ.
I think Tom.
Oh, Tom.
No. What about Tom?
Tom wanted in so bad. I didn't know Tom was religious.
No, he's not. His mother's still alive.
Is that what it is?
I think she pays his rent.
Fair enough. That makes sense.
That's what he's for.
All right, so Shannon, is it going to be Bachelor number one? Play the music, Jorge. Bachelor number two or Bachelor number three?
So,
all of us.
Yeah, they all seem great. I wish that one of these would be like a date with each one so I could for real feel each of them out.
Oh, feel them out. Hello, Shannon. And it's been 6 years, but calm the fuck down.
I'll tell you what, Bachelor number one might feel you back if you feel him out.
Come back for a part two.
I'm leaning that way.
But they all seem great. And based on what I've heard so far, it seems like the best selection of guys for one of these that we've done so far.
That's nice.
You've done more than one of these?
This is the fourth one.
This is the fourth one.
Oh, dear God.
Fourth one this week.
You're definitely not getting any.
Never works out.
We're out of here.
Okay. It worked out once.
One time that she doinked one of them.
And he wasn't the winner.
6 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was about six years ago.
Making sure the timeline works.
Yeah. I mean, I did get stuck on like a main detail with this one. So I feel like my choice is going to be Bachelor number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, he's a hero for free. He's a hero for free.
Hero for free. That's a good answer. All right. Now, Shannon, we're going to introduce you.
Wait, we should have Bachelor number two go away.
Yeah, Bachelor number two go away. That's smart. No. Thank you, Jay. Jay, bring
now
it.
Now you have to see.
What if he just leaves now?
Yeah. Bobby. That's funny. You guys know each other. That's cool.
We didn't even know this. Yeah. So we took a selfie.
Shannon, take off the blindfold and let's see who you didn't pick tonight.
But no one look at me for a minute so I can make
sure. Okay. We're going to let you guys introduce yourselves, plug all your shit and stuff like that. That's cool.
Fix the makeup.
No one's looking at your makeup, Shannon. Your fucking hoots are out.
My hair's going to be crazy. Don't look at me.
I'm looking right at you, Shannon.
Right in the camera.
wait, go to my camera so I can look.
There you go.
You look great.
Shannon, your hooters are out and everything.
Yeah, it's like American Me, you know. Don't look at me.
All right, guys. Bachelor number one.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
That's Bachelor number one. Wait, you've met before?
I don't know. You look familiar.
Could have been
Bachelor number one. Yeah. Get on the mic.
Hey, why don't you look at the top of Shannon's head?
That was 6 years ago.
Oh, Bachelor number one, give your full intro, your plugs, and everything else. Let's hear everything about you. Go for it.
Oh, so yeah, Lips Velvet. If you want to check me out, I'm actually working with Mike Greco Music right now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be playing in a couple of high end lounges in New York City. So that's going to be the new thing. So check that out.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah. Bachelor number two.
Bobby Flores. You can find me at Bobby fucking Flores. I don't know where I'm looking right now. But
there you go.
The band is Kill Code, and we're signed to the Mother West. So be sure to look us up.
And I know, by the way, I know the band Kill Code. Yeah. Fucking cool band. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you both so much.
Nice to meet
thank you.
You
very much. I know one of you is going.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Thank you so much for doing this.
Shannon, at least
do
your
me a favor. Send me all your links in the text. We'll put it in the show notes as well. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks
Shannon,
for being part of it.
You couldn't do the one asshole wink for.
You could have done it on camera, wow. Shannon. We won over. Bring in Bachelor number two.
Do you even want to drive subscribers?
Plus, I probably have my nipples out the whole episode.
That's right, you did. Bachelor number two ran out of here.
I've been checking a lot.
Okay.
Here's Bachelor number two.
Okay. Wait. I won't look.
Don't look yet. Don't look. Get over there. I will tell you this. He, as we know, is a fireman.
Mm-hmm.
He is also a search and rescue in the water.
Mm-hmm.
He is 6'3". He is totally tatted up.
Possibly killed a guy.
Possibly not even.
That was in college.
Let's welcome Bachelor number two.
Hi.
Your date for the evening.
Nice to meet you.
Give us your full intro. Everything about you. Get close to the mic.
Jason, born and raised in Queens, moved up to Rockland. That was where I got into the volunteer services. Been there for 9 years.
Hell.
Shout out to Thiel's FD.
Shout out.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. So you excited about these Hooters? They're going to be in your mouth in a couple days.
Shannon did say, guaranteed sex for the winner.
Yeah. By the way, she knows her job's on the line. If she doesn't put out, you got to text me.
You got to let us know because we will fire her. I'm pretty sure it's against the law. It's a law. We're sovereign nation over here.
In this area. Once you come down the stairs.
Yo, try this. We're at sub-earth right now.
So we're going to end on a special note. But before we do, we got to do the first with him.
Sure.
And then we'll end on our special note, right?
So, F9, Jorge. F9.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just put up this camera so that this works. So we're ready to go. But first, we'll do the first. Hit F9. That's the wrong one.
That was F10.
It's F10.
That was F10. It's F9. F9.
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
You know what's funny is I realize he can't hear it. So just seeing that video, he's probably like, what the fuck am I looking at?
The first time he did cocaine off of a black woman on the piano.
So the name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked everyone that's ever been on the show since the start of the show this question. Your first experience with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Starting with rock and roll, get very close to the mic. The first concert you ever went to because you wanted to go to that concert.
Oh, because I wanted to? Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit. Okay. Nice. What year was
first
that?
First one I was forced to. My mom brought me to Celine Dion.
Oh, that's cool, too.
She opened up for Michael Bolton.
Great news.
Oh, wow.
I love Michael Bolton.
Shannon fucks all three of those.
Yeah.
I love Michael Bolton.
They're called Limp Bizkit because of how they reacted to seeing Shannon naked.
Don't you dare say that. Shannon's body is fucking banging.
Now, the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed was not your first drug?
Cocaine in college.
Cocaine in college. What year? First year, second year?
First year.
All right, that's good. Good answer. And then lastly, first time you had sex. Is it going to be with Shannon in about 24 hours?
21.
21. Was it a girlfriend?
No.
Just a one-off?
Yeah.
All right. In Queens?
No, up in Rockland.
All right, in Rockland. Okay, so now we are going to end. He didn't do his plugs. Anything you want to plug or no?
No.
You're just here for the love.
What just if you're interested in volunteering, check out your local firehouse.
Aww. Hell yeah.
What's your name?
Jason.
My name's
Jason.
Jason. Sorry. Right. There was a lot. I was blind.
Okay. So we're going to end. hold on. Tell me if this is coming
up.
Jay, do your plugs.
Okay. BigJComedy.com if you're listening live.
You can get tickets Saturday, already completely sold out in Chicago Improv in Schaumburg, Illinois. Still some tickets, I think, left for Friday late show. Friday early show is close to sold out, and we have some Sunday tickets still available. So get your tickets while you can. Let's sell this bitch out. It's a big, big room. And we've already done two sold out, so that's fucking awesome. Thank you, guys. And then next weekend I'll be at Vancouver Just for Laughs Festival, two nights, one show a night at the Rio Theater. And then after that, Nashville. And then I'm all over the road. Big summer announcements coming up. They got some line cuts for the Crowdwork special. We're going to see what's happening with that. Got some, a lot of fun things in the works. I'm excited. Listen to The Bonfire with the great Robert Kelly and myself 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and the Legion of Skanks podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. And
by the way,
Dog Belly until my next thing comes out.
I wanted to give you kudos, which I don't do often. There was a clip that someone shared with me with you talking about this show on Legion. Mm-hmm. And it made me happy.
Aww.
So thank you very much.
Thanks.
Shannon, your plugs.
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to The Thing Is podcasting. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Good question now.
Oh, wait, I have to add one thing. Also, starting probably next week, I don't want to jinx it.
No more fights.
We will be doing once a month, exclusive only on gasdigital.com. Use promo code TTI, sorry. We're going to be doing an exclusive power hour with me and Figs and a comedian each week doing a power hour. Getting,
you did it once and you loved it.
We got blackout drunk.
Yeah. Jesus.
And the fans loved it, so that's why we're putting it behind the paywall. It's so funny. That we can bring people in.
Are you going to do it once? I'm going to do it once.
I'll do it with them. We've done it on Skanks.
We did it on SCR once too, but I'll do it with you. I'll do it once.
It'll be fun.
I would love to have you both on.
Yeah. Don't answer yet until we all chime in. Do you, Jason, believe in ghosts? I'm going to say yes. That's my feeling. Shannon?
Oh, no.
So I feel like with seeing dead bodies a lot, I feel like people change sometimes their feelings about...
He's a realist.
...what happens when we die. But I'm going to still say yes.
You said no. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I've had a couple experiences.
Okay, damn. See, I fucking knew it. I'm so good at this. I'm like 80%.
I think I'm like maybe 85%.
Fuck you, Shannon.
I'm going to go and...
By the way, numbers. Jorge, do you have anything you want to plug? Jorge, I didn't ask you. I'm sorry. That was rude of me.
On the gate, that's brand new on the Gas Digital Network, if you guys want to check that out. Comedians who are former convicts turned reformed comedians, so.
And we're going to bring them on SDR, so we're going to play another Potty Bud games with them, because we haven't brought them on yet. That'd be cool.
Who is it, Derek and Gio?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love those guys.
Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast in health and wellness called Good Sugar. Good Sugar stores on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. You haven't been. It's Fuck you far. Both.
It's vegan.
So it's what? Far. Come try it.
Hey. I can't let straight people see me go in there.
It's doing really well, by the way. We had a record-breaking month in January.
Yeah, this town is seething with gays.
we do well with the gays.
Damn right you do.
So we're going to end on a special note.
Private unisex bathrooms. You don't ask questions.
We always end on a song, right?
Oh, so yeah.
Let me give this to AJ.
Did Jason know about what's about to
happen? No, I don't think he knows.
Nope.
I'm giving this to you. No. You're going to film him. So we're ending on a special note. Okay. Jason, this Jason, wanted to do something special for this date night that you guys are going to go on. I'm going to pay, Gas Digital SDR is going to pay for you guys to go to Dirt Candy, right? Because it was a good one he picked. It's a great vegan place.
I haven't been there.
It's fantastic. And Jason, how do I just let this happen without a special send-off? So he called me today and said, I want to sing a song while they slow dance together in our lounge.
Yep.
And what better song than Fucking Lady by Kenny Rogers? Big J is going to take us out.
I watched a guy who tried to fuck my mom once sing that to her on acoustic guitar sitting on my couch.
But in my defense, she was putting out that night.
Did she fuck him?
No.
Let's see. Don't sound like
the
kid.
The guy wouldn't be cool enough to me to get me out
of
the room.
You got this. Follow all three of them out. Yeah, there you go. You got that. Put the camera up, Jorge. No, put the camera up. This one, the NDI.
Hi.
And turn the mic.
I have it on for them, and then this
okay,
is the karaoke.
Okay, perfect.
Are you okay with it?
What is happening? This man deserved to travel miles and miles.
Are people going to see this live?
Is this on right now?
Really?
You got it, John? No, but
like 3 minutes?
Yeah, I'm going right now.
No, we gotta start that over, and we
make it louder. Start it over.
We getting lights in here or something?
Oh shit!
It's gonna move.
It's behind the scenes. Is the iPad, the iPhone version?
No, start it over.
Start it over.
It kicks in right away and turn the music up in here.
Turn the music louder in here.
You got a curly hand in there?
Lady, I'm your knight. Shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am. I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone.
Can we turn it up?
Turn it up.
Made me such a fool.
Oh, you're gonna be back.
So lost in your love. And oh, we belong together. Won't you believe in my song? Lady, for so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life. Made me fool.
Oh, he's not loud enough, bro. He's getting feedback.
That's an hour. Forever. Let me wait to see you each and every morning.
I'm ready. I'm going to do it.
Let me hear you whisper softly.
That's the creepiest one.
In my ear.
Yeah, I thought you liked it. Turn it up.
Please.
If we do, you get
feedback. Bye. I see no one else but you. There's no other love that I love. And yes, oh yes, I'll always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long. And beside me,
everyone next time on the SDR Show. Peace.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.